بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حصول نسبت کی ترتیب و حقیقت. حصول نسبت کی ترتیب اور حقیقت یہ ہے کہ اول بتکلف اعمال ظاہرہ و باطنہ کی اصلاح کرے، بالخصوص اعمال باطنہ کی اصلاح زیادہ اہم اور دشوار ہے. جب اعمال صالحہ ظاہرہ و باطنہ پر ایک معتد بھی مدت تک مواظبت رہتی ہے تو رفتہ رفتہ ان اعمال میں سہولت پیدا ہونے لگتی ہے اور ایک کیفیت راسخہ پیدا ہو جاتی ہے. اس سہولت کے لیے عام مراقبات، ریاضت، مجاہدات، اذکار و اشغال مقرر کیے گئے ہیں. باقی اصل چیز اصلاح اعمال ظاہرہ و باطنہ ہی ہے جس پر نسبت حقیقی مرتب ہوتی ہے. جب بندہ اعمال صالحہ ظاہرہ و باطنہ پر مداومت کرتا ہے تو حق تعالیٰ کو صرف اس کے ساتھ رضا دائمی کا تعلق پیدا ہو جاتا ہے، اور یہی حقیقت ہے نسبت مع اللہ کی. اور صرف ذکر دائم یا دوام حضور یا ملکہ یا داشت جس کو کہتے ہیں وہ نسبت کی حقیقت نہیں، البتہ حصول نسبت میں معین بہا ہے. کیونکہ جس کو ہر وقت حق تعالیٰ کا دھیان رہتا ہے اس سے اللہ تعالیٰ کی نافرمانی مستبعد ہے. یہ تو نسبت کی حقیقت ہے، حق تعالیٰ کو بندے کے ساتھ ایک خاص تعلق رضا کا ہو جانا، جس کا خاصا ایک خاص انجذاب ہے، جس کے لوازم میں سہولت اطاعت اور حضور دائم ہے. اور یہ محض موہوب ہے، کیونکہ کسی عمل صالح میں یہ قابلیت نہیں ہے کہ وہ رضا الہی کے حصول کے لیے کافی ہوگا. گو عادت اللہ یہ ہے کہ محض اپنے فضل سے اپنی رضا کو اعمال صالحہ پر مرتب فرما دیتے ہیں. جیسا کہ حدیث شریف میں وارد ہے کہ کوئی شخص اپنے اعمال کی وجہ سے جنت میں نہ جائے گا بلکہ محض اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے جائے گا، اور یہ نسبت مع اللہ عادتاً پھر کبھی زائل نہیں ہوتی. جیسے بلوغ ہونے کے بعد صفت بلوغ کبھی زائل نہیں ہوتی، اس مسئلے کو صوفیہ نے بعنوان فنا تعبیر کر کے فرمایا ہے کہ الفانی لا یرد، یعنی فانی و واصل کبھی مردود نہیں ہوتا. اگر یہ شبہ ہو کہ بعد وصول و حصول نسبت کے بھی تو معاصی کا صدور ہو سکتا ہے بلکہ ہوتا ہے، پھر رضا دائمی کا تحقق کہاں رہا، تو سمجھے کہ گہری دوستی کے بعد یہ ضروری نہیں کہ کبھی باہم شکرنجی بھی نہ ہوگا. گاہیں شکرنجی بھی ہو جاتی ہے لیکن تدارک کے بعد پھر ویسا ہی تعلق ہو جاتا ہے، بلکہ دراصل اس خفگی کے زمانے میں بھی دوستی کا تعلق بدستور قائم رہتا ہے، وہ زائل نہیں ہوتا. شکرنجی محض عارضی ہوتی ہے، مثلا تکمیل صحت کے لیے ضروری نہیں کہ اس حالت میں کبھی زکام بھی نہ ہو، یا کبھی اگر بد پرہیزی کر لے مثلا گڑ کھا لے تو اس سے نقصان نہ ہو. بد پرہیزی سے نقصان ضرور ہوگا لیکن محض عارضی تدارک کے بعد پھر وہی حالت غالبہ صحت کے عود کر آئے گی. یا مثلا درسیات کے فراغ کے بعد یہ ضروری نہیں کہ کبھی کسی مقام پر اٹکے ہی نہیں، کہیں کہیں بات فراغ بھی اٹکتا ہے لیکن ذرا توجہ سے پھر چل نکلتا ہے.
نیچرل ٹرانسلیشن آف نسبت از کنیکشن وائر ہیز ٹو بی کنیکٹڈ ٹو دا مینز فار دا سپلائی ٹو فلو. سو آل دا وائر از ڈن اٹ واز کنیکٹڈ. So the wiring here, what is the wiring all about? The wiring is Islah Zahir and Islah Batin. Get the inner self right and get the outer self right. So when both these things merge, then the product is nisbat. Though the nisbat is a gift of Allah Ta'ala, overall every Muslim has a contact with Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu, right? So every Muslim has some type of a relationship with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But then someone's relationship is strong, someone is weak, someone is very, very strong, right? Like how you get a vault, right? So you get a simple vault, then you get a three-phase, then you get an industrial. So the voltage, what is the voltage? So overall every Muslim has a contact. And it is because of this contact that you remain in Iman. You don't step out of Iman. It's because of this contact that you may slip here and there, but you will be particular about the more important things. Like the ordinary Muslim, he may do some wrong things as well, but he'll come for the Jummah namaz. He may come for one, two namazes, come for the Jummah namaz. He'll see the nikahs in the masjid. He will try to abstain from zina, etc. So the more important things he will leave out. So now that's the, like, call it the entry level of any spirit, this contact. But in this contact, what happens? يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So the load, the world is filled with darkness. Right? Darkness of sin, darkness of immorality, darkness of defiance, pride. So there's a lot of layers of darkness. There is a layer also of doubts. Mind is not clear. Right? So يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. As your iman improves, your contact improves, then proportionately Allah Ta'ala takes you out from the depths and darknesses of wrong, doubts, evil, etc. to the light of iman and clarity. So now, that happens proportionate to your commitment. What commitment you give to Allah Ta'ala, then He takes you out from the darknesses of doubts, disbelief, wrong, and He brings you out to the light of iman, righteousness, virtue, and clarity. You have clear. Now, what does the clarity mean? Clarity brings about speed. Like if you're driving, right? The whole place is covered with fog and mist. But you can't see just 3 meters ahead of you. How will people drive? The driver 150, 200, they know it's risking your life and it's absolute dangerous. Right? Very, very slow will you be going, because there are layers of mist, fog, etc. on the way that's clouding your path, your whole. So that is the one person. His mind is clouded with a lot of wrongs, zulumat. Now, the two requirements are Islah al-Zahir and Islah al-Batin. Now here people mix it up. Some person feels that the Batin is more important, so he neglects the Zahir. And someone feels that the Zahir is more important, so he neglects the Batin. Now both, from some dimension, one is even more important, and from another dimension, the other one is more important. So, if you look at namaz, right? So namaz would be more important than just, for example, a batini guna, for example, of jealousy, right? For jealousy, a person can't say that, see, I'm not doing my namaz, but I'm not jealous. I'm not doing my namaz, but my heart is right. Can't say that. The zahir also has an effect on the person. The zahir has an effect on the batin. See, the Quran says, وَصَّفَّاتِ صَفًّا by the Malaika, or Musallis, or Mujahideen, they arrange themselves in rows, right? So Allah Pak writes this: arranging yourself correctly in rows, namaz, in jihad, in arranging yourself in defending or repulsing the forces of evil. Sometimes it's mushriks, sometimes it's fasiqin, fajirin, but you're arranging yourself in rows to repulse the forces of evil. Zajirati zajira. So now, what happens in your arranging yourself in rows correctly? One is you are repulsing the shaitan. If the serfs are not done rightly, then the shaitan comes in between. Because the serf is what? Arranged correctly. So in the serf are being arranged correctly, you need to do about two or three things. One is to see that there's no gaps in between. Right? The second thing is to see, apart from the gaps, second thing to see that you are straight. It mustn't be one person is front and one person is back. So the serfs are arranged correctly. And if you don't arrange the serf correctly, لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala will create differences within you. You become disunited. So you see, the zahir is impacting on the batin. Same is not isbar. Isbar is having the trouser below the ankle, right? So now that what does that cause? That causes pride. See, the trouser, and you're allowing it to flow down the ankle. So the zahir is affecting the batin. You think, so what if I did so? So what? So to have that attitude, that in itself is wrong. If I did this, if I did so what? So that's like a shaitanic attitude. To have that, it's wrong. So the zahir has an effect on the batin. The hadith also says it, that people that keep horses and camels, etc., that generally they are proud, haughty, right? And the people that graze goats and sheep, they are humble, right? And the reason is obvious. Now, you're always on a horseback, you know, horseback, camel, high, elegant. How you appear? High, elegant, right? And you feel to yourself that I'm someone great, right? That I got a horse, I got a camel, I'm riding on that. Supposing you got nothing, see me. Or he's got a whole herd of horse, cattle, cows, so he feels proud of himself. And the person has got sheep and goats, that person has to be humble. Because grazing those goats really is a headache, right? Now, you're taking them to the trough to drink water, so all they're going in a single line. What, 100 goats? And one decides to go this side. Now the herdsman is in a disarray. What to do? To look after the 99 or to look after that one? They have to be taking care of this one, they have to be taking care of that one. The day he got it, he can't hit the thing. If he hits the thing, he gets injured, he may die. Right? So he learns too much of endurance. But what I'm saying is that zahir affects the batin. See this? Goat, sheep, and it's affecting the heart, right? Alright, not a good example to give. But now you add the topic, right? You see people that are in the hardware, right? Hardware people. Generally they are hard. Why? It's all hard stuff, metal, stone, bricks. They are working with day in and day out. So they are working with hard stuff, with steel. Then it must affect the heart. So the zahir will affect the batin. But The batin is also equally important. The batin also affects the zahir. Right? So, if someone has got humility at heart, then that humility that he's got at heart will be displayed in his actions. Right? He will come out in a different way. It'll be easy to work with the person. He'll be soft-hearted, right? Why? Because of the inner humility that he's got. So in some respects, the humility is more important, and some respects, the batin is more important, and some respects, the zahir is more important, right? Someone says, no, my zahir is right, so don't nag on me. But I ask you, if his iman is not right, then what? If iman is a batini thing, or is it a zahiri thing? It's a batini thing. The meaning of iman is tasdeequl qalb. Tasdeequ jami'i ma ja'a bihi al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam badahatan. That's the meaning of iman, right? Tasdeequ ma ja'a bihi al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam badahatan, right? Then والإقرار عند الضرورة والتصديق so it's not subject to ضرورة or not ضرورة. That has to be a daimi feature. تصديق ما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. إقرار at the time of ضرورة. Like someone asks you, what are you, so Muslim? Right? So you have to make تصديق الإقرار of that. So what kalima you read? So you can't become humble and say, no, main kya kalima parhaun. So you have to recite the kalima, because how will that person get to know that you are a Muslim or you aren't Muslim, right? Because if you are Muslim, then you have to apply the laws of Islam on you. And if you are not Muslim, then you can't apply. Now, for example, the person died and he didn't make iqrar. So now how do we apply the laws of Islam on the person? Can we? So he says that he is a Muslim. In his heart he says he's a Muslim. But he's not making iqrar and lisan. So anyway, so in some respects the zahir is more important. In some respects the batin is more important. But overall, in tasawuf, the greater emphasis is on the batin. Because why the emphasis is on the batin is because the zahir everybody knows, right? Don't people know about the zahir? They know about the zahir. They know, alright, this is the awrat of a Muslim, this is the amount of body that he must cover. He knows he must perform namaz, right? He knows he must keep a beard, right? He knows, for example, that he mustn't talk about the wrong, right? So the zahir is known, right? When the zahir is known, so he will commit himself, right? Whatever reason, but he'll do. Because otherwise people will count him as a non-Muslim. Now if the zahir is not right, he's sitting with kafirs, drinking wine, going to a church, you know, what will happen? The zahir is not right, then people will have doubts about him, right? Because that type of character, that people won't offer their daughters in nikah to that person. Right? So zahir, generally people are particular about, but the batin they are relaxed about. Because they are relaxed, therefore the batin becomes more important. Not that the zahir is less important, but because they are relaxed about it. Right? They relaxed about it, therefore that batin becomes more important. Now, the person may have jealousy. He doesn't realize it is now. He's a witty person, so he knows how to maneuver himself out of a situation. He'll make a reason for himself. He'll find some type of an escape route for himself. So one person came to Imam Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, So the eyes, mind works very fast. He says, see, I got some debts now and I need an assistant. So what I request, an easy way, you got hundreds of murids, you got, right? So in the disciplinary program, you will have to penalize them, right? When you are disciplining, then you penalize, like how the police will penalize you. Why? To discipline you, right? So same, now when I'm disciplining you, so I need to penalize you, right? And in penalizing you, then you will ask them to give so much of sadaqah, right? Because now that weighs heavy on the person, right? Same, read 2 rakat namaz, very good. The same, give 2,000 rand in sadaqah, that's quite tough, see. A 2 rakat namaz, in 2 minutes to finish it up. But give 2,000 rand in sadaqah, that will be difficult. So you have to correct them, and the correction, you have to penalize them. In the penalizing, they have to give some type of a monetary thing, right? So then, you penalize them, and because I am in need, you can pass the money on to me, see. See how convenient now, for his advantage, right? So, what would you see? That was the Mullah's contemporary, Mulana, but he's a contemporary. First of all, every situation doesn't require a monetary penalty, right? Like, you know, he's a very wealthy person, right? Very wealthy, so he did this wrong, yeah, give 50 rand. He'll laugh it out, say, hey, every day I can do this. So every situation doesn't require monetary. It must be hard in your mind. It mustn't be simple. So it doesn't require, it doesn't mean that you committed a crime and you will have to give a penalty. Sometimes the corresponding penalty may be wealth. Sometimes it is something else. Like a lot of times someone commit a wrong here. So I tell them what you do, right? For 1 month, leave out all sugars. Complete. How? It was easy. You're misleading your eyes, but eat sugar, anything but sugar. For 1 solid month, just leave it. So it weighs hard, isn't it? So it must weigh hard on you. So the penalty can be different. It doesn't have to be one single straightforward thing. Number two is, even if it is a monetary penalty, right? Right? Then he doesn't have to come and give it to me. He can, as per his discretion, give it to some poor person. And number three, even if he gives it to me, then I don't have to give it to you. I can give to any other deserving person. And if you say that you are the deserving person, right, there may be someone more deserving than you, but I see how many possibilities, right? So this batini problems are more difficult to detect. Most of the fights that happen, right, is because of a batin. Batin is not right. In any situation, there's an argument, there's a dispute, so one person wants to have the last say. When he wants to have the last say, what happens? You think he's going to relent. He won't give up. No. So this two brothers are fighting now. As they're fighting, so he picked on the father. The father. So the other brother said, but it's your father as well. Don't you know that it's your father? So he had to give an answer. He had to have the last word. He said, no. I'm swearing him with respect to him being your father, not with respect to being my father. So this batin thing, to correct it is very difficult. Very difficult, because The nafs also is smart, is sharp. It won't just give in to that. So that is why they say that the nafs can only come right with the shirk. On your own you can't. You're playing remote control from whatever ladies' mercy are there, and you want them to come right. You'll get a few basic things right. But you want to get that batin right, then that doesn't happen with remote control. You have to be one on one, close, corresponding, coming, right? Allah Pak has relaxed it for women, right? Women, there's a different whole system for them. So, you must not ask them, then how does it work for women? So, it's a different system. Now you don't put yourself in the place of a woman. See a shaitan, how the shaitan works. So what about women? So, there is a system for women as well. But what we are talking about is special nisbat. The special nisbat, you don't get it. You only get it with the correction of the zahir and the batin. And to get that corrected, then you need the supervision of a shaykh. Right? If you don't have the supervision of the shaykh, I'm right. So what's wrong? You will just come to your defense. The person that knows about Arabic and Arab, etc., right? The correct vowing, etc., he'll say this is wrong. Say, but what's so wrong about it? So now, because you don't know about it, therefore, you may just say it's right. But the one that's in it, he knows that this is a major discrepancy, this is a minor discrepancy, but it's wrong. He knows about it. Tajweed or same, sometimes it's a very fine line. Ishmam, Rome, right? Qaida, Ikhfa, Gunna, right? Right? So, there's some very fine laws, right? And the fine law will be detected with the person that specialized in that field. The person that didn't specialize, say, well, what's this Qari Sahib up to here? Everything is wrong here. Everything that I'm reciting is wrong, nothing is right here. Now you're not acquainted, the same here. So it's not just correcting the zahir, but correcting the batin as well. And the batin, the most important thing, the worst thing is the pride. That's why the Shaykh had put Sufi Iqbal to write a kitab, Ummul Amraz, the root of all sin, that is pride. And that is why all our mashayikh, all our ibnain on this side. And the first thing to get eliminated here is the pride. Now, without that, you can't move. I see people, I see it. Because they're not moving. He's not moving because that pride hasn't left him. He's not reading namaz, okay, first of all, that's all, I sort it out. Right. Namaz has got its virtue, but that doesn't mean that because you read namaz, therefore the pride has gone out of him. It doesn't mean. That is in its place. But this you need to work on. See. Now a person says, no, I'm doing all the postures, but this cardiologist say, I got a heart problem. You think I had a heart problem, I could have done all that. Why? It's a different thing. This is a different thing. Understand things in perspective. So, to detect this thing is very difficult. Very, very difficult. The Shaykh will pick it up, understand, right? But the Shaykh will tell the person, when the person got that type of relationship, he doesn't have a relationship coming now and then, not doing too much of zikr, I'm doing this, mashallah, or kya karenge isko? But now, he has a one-on-one relationship, and he is also exposing himself. See, this person told me these words, and this is what I said in response. This is what happened at home. The wife said this, I said this, right? The business partner, this is what happened there. The client, this is what happened, right? So now, he'll tell you, right, this is where you went off. And then he'll outline the problem. Then you have to follow the thing. But now, people are not interested. Yeah? See? So when that, once that is right, that that batin is right, in the words of Ali Sahib Rahmatullahi, then that person's two rakats is superior to that person's 1,000 rakats. So that batin is right. I used to wonder how Haji Sahib said this, right? Now think yourself. He read 200 rakats of namaz, right? Why he read? He got 50 shops, but he wants another 5 more shops. So for that, what he read? This person here read 2 rakats, but for love for Allah Ta'ala, fear for Allah Ta'ala, and a genuine concern for the Ummat. Right? A genuine concern now. The Muslims in Palestine, or wherever else, or their dini conditions are all getting dilapidated. So he read 2 rakats, but with a different frame of mind. And he, 200 rakats. Now what is more virtuous? What is more great? The one that he's done for his personal shops, or what he's done for the love of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, or the conditions of Muslims in general? You see the difference. So his batin was right. When his batin was right, so his whole approach was different. Now who's gonna see this thing? Sometimes you're gonna go in Jamaat also. And then, why not? My business is not right. I think I must go in Jamaat. So the whole motive is not right. The motive is to get the business right. So he's going out. Namaz or Khanka, Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi sent a message to the Buzrug of that time, Maula Fazlur Rahman, Prince Muradabad. So he gave him two advices. One advice was, Zara zab se kaam karo. Just endure, right? Control yourself. So, Fazlur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullahi, zab se kaam karo aur ittiba'e sunnat ka ihtimam karo. Follow the sunnah and also just endure, right? So in response, Prophet Rahman Sahib, he's a saint of that time now, talking one century ago, one half century ago. So he says, see, he's staying at a distance and asking me to endure. Here the people come to me, to the Khanqah, they're coming. What are they coming for? I said, my business is going down, make dua. I lost my cattle, make dua for them. You see, my other cattle not giving milk, so make dua for them. So when they're coming for the dunya, then I treat them as dunya. Itfa. Iqsa. Iqsa. Where are they coming? They're coming for dunya things. So when they're coming for dunya, then I treat them like a dunya. You don't come here for deen, then I need to get my islah done, my namaz run, I must get my eyes right. You don't come for that. You come for the dunya. And then it says, endure. So, second one, he said, endure, because he was a man of kashf, you see, a lot of kashf he would get. And that kashf, he would just talk about it. So, Mu'afuz Rahman Sahib says, Main sahib zada ki tarah se zarf kahan se lao? Ye to samandar ke samandar ko pee lete hai, aur dakar bhi nahi lete. His capacity is so great. Although they didn't see each other, but they understand their spiritual capacity. This is, he's drunken the ocean of love, right? But he hasn't just burped a single time. Me now, I can't endure something coming and I'm giving it all. Something's coming and I'm giving it all. So this batini things are quite difficult to detect. But now, that comes, is not that it's impossible. Because then you will say, there's always such a thing that is not manageable. Then that means you're not believing in the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah Ta'ala burdens you according to your capacity. So when he burdens you according to your capacity, then you're not working according to your capacity. And therefore, you have this problem. Right? For every physical problem, then you will run for a treatment. Small toothache, you go. Aesthetics are not right, you go. Right? Go on dawah, you want to go. On bride, you want to miss out. Right? On sale somewhere there, you don't want to miss out. Right? But for the thing that was absolutely faraz, get your riya right, your jealousy right, your takabbur right, get that malice out of your heart. That we have no time. So you can't say that tasawuf is such a difficult thing. Such a difficult thing. For every other small thing, you could take out time, go, run, everything right. But the faraz thing that was absolutely important for you to get this special ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala, that you have no time. Now, then you have no time for that, then now it's like complaining, this is too much. I can't manage it. See? So, in the words of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah, he would say, Ya to suluk ke saath bad suluki hai, kya? Ya suluk ke saath bad suluki hai. That you're not fair with suluk, with the tasawuf, you're not fair with it. If you are fair, then the importance that you had shown to your physical things, you would have shown your batini things as well. So now, these people are experts, they understand what is got a problem there. But now, I can only see you the problem. There's a rapport coming, going, becoming, you're showing some concern, and you are concerned about your batini, right? Then it can be shown to you. You don't have the relationship. Maybe a friend, you'll keep the friendly relationship, that's it. Now how must we correct the party? See, like you know, it's a hard problem, right? So, this batini problems are even more serious than a heart problem. Because the heart problem, the worst case scenario is, may die of a heart failure, right? So was, nothing beyond that. But the bathing is not right, then now imagine that the first three people thrown into Jahannam was because of a zahiri problem or a bathini problem. What? It was a bathini thing, not a zahiri thing. First three people, they didn't take out the time to get the bathing right. For the bathing, like for a heart problem, it requires a specialized treatment. Come now, come after 1 week, 1 month again, check up again, until he gets you going. Then to say you must come for a check up every month or every 2 months, according to the case, and he'll monitor that you are progressing or you're going down. So, what he's talking here is about the nisbat, right? So the nisbat comes with the islah of the zahir as well as the batin, right? But people mistake, they fool themselves. And who's making them fools is the nafs. Like I said yesterday, right? So sometimes it's a deliberate thing, right? I say, now don't be judgmental, right? Right? So now you just left the person hanging, saying that don't be judgmental, right? Now, that person doesn't understand what is meant by don't be judgmental. So you came across a druggie saying, oh, don't be judgmental. But I ask you, if he's selling drugs to your son, right, or to your wife, then also you say, no, don't be judgmental. Will you say that? So it's misused. So same, people have misused this whole thing here, this whole thing, for their own convenience, and deprive themselves from that special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are deprived, like how these people, they don't be judgmental, and they misuse the word. Right? So, The word has to be applied correctly to get the right results. You don't understand it, or if you understand it, then it's tajahul. One is you are jahil, one is tajahul. So you're pretending, giving a wrong explanation, right? Just to satisfy. So that's also wrong. So you are speaking against photography, YouTube, all that, right? So now, someone comes up with a story to defend himself, right? How will he defend himself? He says, you know, we're having a discussion about drugs, such an important discussion. Now, people talk about small issues like YouTube. See now how he's defending himself. So this type of an attitude is very dangerous. The reason for it's dangerous is that one is this, he made istighfar of that photography. And talking about drugs are a very important thing. And now they are talking about small things like YouTube. So don't leave out the small things, just worry about the more important things, right? Number two is this, that it's about 8 crimes or 5 crimes for which the hadith says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا, the worst punished on the day of Qiyamah, right? But 5 people, the hadith says, right? One of them is the musawwir, photography. Now, Rasulullah Prophet is saying that this is the worst person, and what you are saying? They're fighting about small issues. See, you give a wrong interpretation to the hadith. And the reason for that is also, in the words of Hazrat Jaffar, they're not supervised by a sheikh. When they're not supervised by the sheikh, so their minds become the sheikh. And the minds, barosani, there's no trust, that thing that misleads this way, that way. Under this verse, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِسْقَالِ الْإِنسَانِ فُوْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْكَ. See how the shaitan plays games. So Allama ibn Kasir, he gives some stories, Talbisa Iblis, right? He says now, this person wants to go for Hajj. No, you get 3 stories. What is about Hajj? Another story he gave. So there is a person in the Bani Israel, very pious, night and day. Day is Rosa, and night is Ibadat, going Jihad, striving, right? Striving one way, Rosa, and night Qiyamul Layl. So the shaitans, all of them, got frustrated. We can't just make any access to this person. It's frustrating all of us. In Jihad, he's in Namaz, he's in Sawm. So one wise correct shaitan, he said, I'll fix him up. So what he did, he went near him and he opened up his own monastery. You know, monastery is like a khanqah, doing his own ibadat. And he excelled it like that. He's giving fast like this, and his ibadat is even more than this person. Until this abid got impressed with this one. Now, when he got impressed with him now, overall with him, so he started teaching him some amaliyat. You know. Do this amal, and that person will be cured. He got an eye ailment, so do this amal, or put on this tawiz, and come right. So now, see, it's a long-term program. Shaitan's program sometimes is long-term. I was looking into this English-Jewish protocols, right? So we are not in a haste to see that our program materializes in one day. We don't mind waiting 200 years to see the thing coming right. So some of the programs of Shaitan is a long term. It's not a short term. See how he's working it. First level to impress. Second level, now it's teaching some type of amaliyat. Then the third level, he'll do something to this person here, he will feel that I got a headache. Right. But a chronic headache I can't manage. And then the word will go around, I go to this one here, he knows some taweez and amaliyat, he'll fix you up. Right. So now people are going to him. Can you see? Now, the princess, she had some problem. I had a whatever chronic, right? So he's creating that influence for you to feel that you want a headache, right? And then she's coming to this person here. And now he's doing something and he's coming right. In the meanwhile, Nafska Bhrosani. He's influencing the sickness and he's influencing the cure. Influencing the sickness, influencing the cure this side. In the meanwhile, now he saw that people are coming, they're getting impressed with me, my things are working out. But this is a darling of a girl, you know, and I can't take some advances. So started slowly speaking, until he got her pregnant. And the pregnancy became a little bit visible. Now Shaitan comes to him. You know what you do now? Thing is visible now, people get to know what happened. So the best thing is kill her, because dead people, they don't carry any tales. Killed her, finished. And when he killed her now, there's a whole investigation as to who's the murderer. So the police and the investigation officers, they just need a small specimen. One specimen, and they can lead the whole case. You think you have covered it up, but they just need a small little evidence, small trace, and they can lead the whole thing. So they found him guilty. He had to confess, right? And now he's waiting on the death row to be killed, right? Now his old friend Shaitan, see, that came in the form of an abid and all that, showed him some amaliyats, etc., right? Now he appears on the scene and says, you see, I got you involved in all this thing here. Now this movement will escape. But if you want to escape, what you do, then you just make sajda for me. But you see, this long plan. It took him about 3 years to work his plan. But he didn't get tired. Kama sali shaitani is called insani kufur. So he led him right to kufur, but the batin. See, the batin is not right. Name, acknowledgement, I must come out. People must talk about me. Right? Why are they talking about me? Why are they talking about this person? He's got so many hits. Right? And I don't have anything, right? So that thing is playing in your mind all the time. So Imam Ghazali says, when you see that person becoming more popular and you're not so popular, so when people praise him, you feel hurt. And if people disgrace him, then you feel nice. Yeah, see now. So you see, Imam Ghazali says that this is pure nifaq, hypocrisy. So he's now as a Mawlana, your contemporary, they praise him if he heard. If they're running him down, yeah, see, I knew about this, I wrote the tasawwuf in him. Therefore, see what happened to him now. See, you are rejoicing at this person's fall, see that. Well, there's discrete things, they don't clear up. And they clear up when you have that open rapport. Open, clear, regular rapport. Then the physician has got a time to examine you properly, see you nicely, and then recommend something. Or I'll just come, crash in, crash out, crash course. Okay. How is it work? Hey. So Shaitan tells him, now you see, I got involved in this thing. No ways that you're going to get out of this. I got you, I'll get you out, I'll build you out. What you do, you make sajda for me. So he made sajda, and just then, they slaughtered him, right? So, this verse is saying, it's called an insani kufur. He gets you right to the crunch, right? Right to the time that he can munch you. and crunch you and crush you. It gets you right in that time. And when it's crushed you, then it says, Inni bariyu minka, I got nothing to do with you. Inni akhafu Allah rabba, I got khawf. You got your right sunken, drowning, dread to smotherings. And at that time he announces, Inni bariyu minka, inni akhafu Allah rabba al-alamin. I break away from you, I got nothing to do with you. So this is shaitan, this is nafs. And Om Shaykh, all I agreed, but this thing can only be cured with the guidance of a Shaykh. And I say the guidance must be with the required procedure. No required procedure, you just want one crash course. You know, came to Dr. Vanker, I've got only 5 minutes, sort my heart out. Can it work out? Other than can it? There may be a karamat with Dr. Vanker, even Jamaat and all that, right? One karamat he made. But now everybody wants that karamat, but it can't be stressed that church done it. Just join the line, follow the queue, do this, do this, do this. And after that, with the grace of Allah, the right happens. So now, once that nisbat comes, then that nisbat doesn't break. See, that special, I said, one is a general talu, and one is a special talu, right? So once that special taluk is created, right, then that doesn't break. An example they give of it is, person comes of maturity, then does he come back to a minor? So, when he's come to the age of maturity, there is no reversing. The process doesn't reverse. So once he's got a nisbat, now he doesn't. And that's the meaning of the hadith, كَذَلِكَ iman إِذَا خَالَتَتْ بَشَاشَتُهُ الْقُلُوبُ. That's the meaning. So when he's there, then there's no rebirth. But now the question is then, does it mean now that a sahib, a nisbat, will not commit a sin? The question is there. One says, can happen, and it does happen as well. It can happen, and it does happen, right? But the sahib, a nisbat, when he's a genuine sahib, a nisbat, he comes to his senses very quickly. Right? If he does it wrong, it will come to his senses. It makes so much of tawbah that the hadith says that woman that committed a wrong, that she made such a tawbah that takfi ahl al-Madinah. The single tawbah is sufficient to carry the entire population of Madinah Murwa. But now that's a sahib al-Islam. So if they correct themselves also, they correct themselves with such magnitude, right? Everybody feels, the pious, the innocent feel that thing. Yeah, alright, this is what we thought of the person, but see what she's got, right? Then you give a second example. It's like a person enjoying good health, extremely good health, right? Now, does that mean that the person is enjoying good, sound health, will never have a flu, never have a cough or a cold? He can have 1-2 days he'll be off, right? But then he'll revert. Now I know cases, right? Personally I know that they went through their COVID, right? They were affected. But now after they're much healthier. Right? So you went through a serious batch, but now after that you became even healthier than what you were. So now the sahib and nisbat, right? If he falls, then his recovery also will be very, very great. The second example, more useless, like a sahib ilm, right? Sahib ilm, it may be now, he's moving straight, then in some masla, he may be just rocking, right? But when it becomes absolutely clear to him, then he's moving ahead with the speed. So in some masla, he may be just confused. His mind is not so clear. It doesn't mean that his isbat or his istidad of ilmi istidad is gone, no. Here, he doesn't have the clarity. So once the clarity comes in, he's shooting again, moving again. So that's now nisbat. And I said that in this day, not that the zahir is less important than the batin. Both are equally important, but now sometimes the batin, the importance of the batin becomes more than the importance of the zahir. So people are doing the zahir. Everything zahir, what a miswak here, who ties the right, or a turban this side here, right? So they got all these things here. So the zahir is perfect. But then the batin of this, that is in a real state, is a real mess up. And that really requires attention. You know, person that is in this, like, I saw a psychologist, heart specialist, right? He just take a person's face, got a heart problem. I made it out. Because, you know, he's a alimul ghayb. You may say he's alimul ayn. But not alimul ghayb. But now, he saw some symptoms and made it out, right? This person has got this problem. And make it out. Because of his experience, well, so much of experience, so long I've seen this type of cases, definitely he's got a heart problem. See that? So, similar here, they would see the person, alright, and they'll understand, but then they'll just keep it to themselves. Unless now the person really is interested in the treatment. If you're interested, then you will show that you're interested. Right? When you're interested, then would you show that I'm interested? So your interest will come out and that will become visible. So then the doctor will come to your rescue. But you know about it, or the doctor knows about it, but you're not showing any interest. So, doctor sahab ko aapke saath kya matlab hai? He doesn't have any matlab with you. Unless you show, no, genuinely I am concerned. So, this Ahlullah, after some times, you see the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, they become the mazhar of the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith says that ni'ma rajul al-faqih, person got a sound understanding of, he's an excellent person, right? In his tughniya alayhi aghna, right? If people need him, he's there, or nafa'a, right? In ihtija ilayhi aghna, if the people need him, then he's there to serve them. In his tughniya anhu istughna anhu, people don't show the interest, then he's also not interested in them. See? So they, after some times, then the sifat of Allah Ta'ala become manifest. So that is, the person has actually told you the whole thing. You want the special nisbat, this is a procedure. But you just want to be at the entry level, then carry on then. Abhi kya hajat hai? You don't have the need now to elevate you, escalate you. Although the sifat of Rasulullah is harisun alaykum, right? So the Shaykh is haris. Haris what? For your goodness. But then the mother can only feel if the child is accepting. But the mother is giving, and he is just throwing up. Mother is feeding with shafqat, and he is just throwing. So how can the mother feed? Allah Ta'ala.